just basically wanted to touch at-risk kids, sort of kids who are at risk of not only lacking in employment but education as well.
Okay, and what are some of the factors driving these problems in the community?
Well, two of the main factors is obviously there's a lot of homes behind the scenes sort of stuff, but a lot of it is antisocial behaviour within the town, and drugs and alcohol obviously is a big factor as well. And we just wanted to show and provide some motivation and support and some guidance to our youth.
So it's a three-day program which is being held out here in the beautiful area of Burrendong Sport and Rec Centre, just near Lake Burrendong, which is just next to us. So how do you go about, you've got 3 days to work with, how do you go about making change for these kids?
Well, it's all about, obviously, respect is the sort of first point. We try to start to show the kids to show respect to themselves, not only themselves, but to the elders and the wider community, but also the land. And we also wanted to provide some team-building exercises, some self-esteem, and wanted to provide a cultural component to the whole program as well, to give the young Aboriginal kids a sense of identity and strong belief for the culture.
That does seem to be the focus of the whole program, is you know, taking these kids back to their cultural roots. What sort of practical activities and information will they be learning?
Today's main activities on the first day is more mentoring type activities. So they'll be learning about employment strategies, like drug and alcohol, that sort of stuff, mentoring, leadership skills, personal presentation, employment strategies. But on the second day is going to be the core element, I think, to the whole program. It's like more of a cultural day. We're going to go out to a place called Wannabe. It's Aboriginal owned land, about 3,000 hectares outside of Wellington on the 12-mile the road. And activities we'll be focusing on, we're going to split the girls and boys up, men's and women's business, which is a very important component to our culture back in the day. And the boys will actually be learning about hunting and didge making, tool making, that sort of stuff, law. Protocol, and the women are actually talking about gathering food and doing some weaving, some basket weaving as well, and doing some traditional Aboriginal dancing in the afternoon.
So are those issues, that separation between cultures, I know it's got an important place in Aboriginal culture. How relevant is it to today's society though?
I believe it's still it's very relative. We're living in a sort of contemporary society. We're not living in a traditional world, but I still believe to have that first step forward, we need to include and reintroduce culture to these kids, not only sort of practical stuff, but language and all that sort of information as well.
We're talking with Chris Dunning. He's from the Western CMA from Wellington. And Chris, you're an Indigenous man yourself, but you obviously would have had to have dealt with a lot of the problems that these kids that are doing the workshop today have had to deal with. How did you manage to get yourself through and to succeed in life?
Yep, definitely. Basically, I believe family is a big thing at the end of the day. I have a big supportive family. I have a pretty big family, but I also believe it's also up to the individual itself. I mean, to have family is one thing, but if you sort of can't help yourself, you sort of can't, you know, go into the future. And one of the big pushes for me was to learn more about the culture. And the more I learned about culture, the more confident I got, and the more I got believing that it can be reintroduced, and the more I found out that I've missed out a lot in life, and I wanted to do my part to include it into the other kids' life so they can get the same experience.
So if it's all about family and that makes such an important role to these kids' lives, how does the family relate? I mean, obviously these kids are going to have a great experience out here, but how can you help the parents to help create that positive family atmosphere?
Well, basically, I think it starts basically at the community. So if we can start to hold meetings and community events to invite the wider community, not just Aboriginal, but the wider community as well, so everyone can work as one for that step for the future. So basically, yeah, if we could engage more of the community by meetings and hold functions and hold campouts and include cultural activities. And once I believe that once the parents truly know what we're after and their outcomes and their objectives, they will come on board.
Now, this is the first time this has been held anywhere, I believe, and there are some plans to roll it out to other rural areas around the state too.
Definitely. As you may or may not know, our Central West catchment's divided up into three nations, Wiradjuri, Wailan and Gamilaroi. And it's definitely an idea of the ARG group, the Central West Aboriginal Reference Group, to take it across the catchment. So not too sure if it's going to be in each individual community or sort of nation at a time, but we're definitely going to spread it across the catchment in future years. When your heart is strong, you'll feel
My name's James Pratt. I'm documenting the program throughout the course of this this week. Well, I think it's all about getting back to the kids, what they can get out of it. Certainly, we're looking for just that change with the activities and also just the sort of education that is being provided. We'd like to see perhaps, it doesn't have to be a big change, but there is some sort of impact over the 3 days to really just to make a difference and help these young kids. We've got a crew here to not just at the recreation centre, but also out at the property and some of the other locations they're filming, to really capture what happens and the real essence of the program, which is, again, it's a unique and also a first for CMA and also the PCYC to get such a active involvement within the kids, and we want to make sure we capture that.
And so you've been asked by the CMA to do this job. I mean, when they look to get a film or is it a documentary that you're going to be making, what sort of stuff are they hoping to get down in film?
Well, again, yeah, definitely a documentary, pretty much from the beginning and also all the way to the end. And then we can, I suppose, look back as well as you watch it to just see, obviously, what's happened throughout the course, the change that's happened, and also making sure that we've got a real sense of what it's all about, not just perhaps a write-up in the paper or perhaps documenting it from one day, but the whole thing's there for people to see.
Sometimes people find it a bit hard to be themselves around cameras, and this is something that I've had to deal with all throughout my career. But how do you approach it, especially with a sensitive issue like Indigenous youth that have had a bit of trouble in their lives?
Well, again, it's one of those things where we don't want to sort of push the envelope too much. And again, if the kids aren't, I suppose, comfortable on camera, we're not going to chase them down or ask them to do anything such as an interview on camera if they're not comfortable. We're very much in the background because I think you get the most out of it from a filmmaker if it's very truthful. And for us, we don't want them to feel like they've got to put on a facade for the camera. A lot of these kids are coming from tough backgrounds and tough sort of, I suppose, life situations. And that's for them to sort of, reveal if they want. And that's pretty much where we're just in the background to capture as they come through the course. But yeah, again, nothing. If they're not comfortable being on camera, we're not going to sort of look to put them on camera.
And you've obviously got a bit of a history with this area, this kind of Wellington, Western Plains area. You're in Sydney now, but it must be pleasing for you to be able to come back and do a job like this.
Absolutely, absolutely. I grew up in Sydney, but I spent 2 years up in the country working. And the most rewarding thing is not just coming up and thinking, oh, this is a good thing, but it's something that when I was working up here, I really got to see firsthand. And it just makes it so much more special to come back now and I suppose be giving something back. And you know yourself, Justin, you've seen so many different issues throughout the West, but this is one that really, it's great to be, I suppose, working towards something that's going to make a difference.